Sound and Country Vision on Siren FM, putting the audio excellence into radio broadcasting. And quite frankly, it's about time someone did that.
The sun's coming up over our kitchen table. I was out late, I guess you were out later. Blaming on work and the boss that you hate, baby. I can almost see your mind percolate with white lies and black coffee. If you want a fool, boy, it's not me. Cause I've had enough caffeine to finally open my eyes. Your phone lighting up till you reach down to stop it. If this is you trying to hold on to me longer, the way this is going, you're gonna need stronger. White lies and black coffee. If you want a full boy, it's not me. Cause I've had enough caffeine to finally open my eyes. Don't try to stop me. It ain't that easy to pull the wool over my eyes. I've been sleeping alone and now I'm waking up. Cause you've told enough stories to fill up my cup. White lies and black coffee.
Jess and the Bandits with White Lies, that's their current single off their new album Smoke and Mirrors, and we'll be talking with Jess in a very few minutes. But first of all, let's welcome to the show Joe Heal.
Good evening, good to be back on the show.
Oh, and that's great. Yes, I know. How are you anyway, and what have you been up to? I mean, you've had a wedding, haven't you?
Yeah. Do you know, I was actually going to say that to Jess when she joins us, because we only obviously got married 5 days apart.
Yes.
Also, I was in sunny Hawaii and she was in sunny Houston. So we were only a few thousand miles apart, but in the same country.
What were the odds?
You can make that up. Obviously, I didn't get an invite. She didn't get my invite. They also got crossed in the post. So, but yeah, it's been a very very busy start to 2018. So I'm sure you know, obviously, Glasville is no more.
We're very, very, very sad to hear.
Yeah, I think it was a bit of a shock for everyone.
Definitely.
So I know we said we'd speak a little bit about it. Obviously, there's a lot more to cover on the show. So it really just came down to the time demands. And I think, you know, a lot of the musicians we've got, Jess especially coming up on the show shortly, can I understand it's been in a band as about one person. There's five of you in this case, and you're always trying to still juggle work-life balance, the time demands of personal commitments, and obviously sometimes there's a difference in direction of what you want, and obviously we wanted to move to a different direction, and you're always going to be at odds with everybody. So sometimes, you know, you can try something. It works, but it doesn't work for everybody. And sometimes you just got to, you know, step back a bit, reassess everything and go, do you know what? It's been an amazing 3 years. It's obviously 4 years for me of starting it all. But you go, do you know what, we've ended on a high, we've had one of the biggest shows of our lives, closing out hometown in Glasgow at the ABC to 1,200 fans that have followed us since day one. You can't really say it's been a bad run in the slightest. It's always good to end out on a high, and, you know, I don't know what's going to happen ahead. Maybe there might be another version of Glasgow. We might do something different. Who knows? But
well, who knows what the future holds, and we'll see as the year goes on. I think we should bring in Jess now. We'll see what she makes of it all. So, hi, Jess.
Hi.
Hello, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
Very
Thank
well.
You.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you very much.
We were just saying that you and Joe both got married in the same month.
Oh yeah, good time to get married.
Yeah, so you've been busy I think since then, haven't you? You've got an upcoming tour very, very soon here in the UK.
yeah, it has. It's been really busy, of course. You know, personally it's been busy. And you know, trying to balance it all out. That's the way that life works for everyone, isn't it? It's just a matter of trying to balance everything, but it's good. And now we've got, we're just about to start the tour rehearsals this weekend, and then we hit the road on Tuesday pretty much nonstop until the 17th. So it's going to be really exciting.
Whereabouts are you going anyway in the UK? Which cities are you visiting?
We are visiting everywhere from Hull to Leicester for the first time. We're going to, of course, be in London, Bristol, Manchester. I know I'm leaving something out, Glasgow. Gateshead there in Newcastle. So we're all over the country.
Joe, perhaps you could attend one of the concerts.
Do you know, when you say attend one, it's obviously the one in Scotland. I would say it's good to see at King Tut's. Have you played at King Tut's before, Jess?
Yeah, we have actually. We played there about 2 years ago, and I have to say that was it's got to be one of my favorite gigs, because in something about up there in Scotland, they are ready for a party, and every single time we got on the stage in Scotland, it's just been insane. So we're excited. It's going to be a good place to end the tour.
It's definitely the city of Scotland for country music. They're obviously Glasgow being Glasgow region here. They're just some of the most amazing fans across the country here in Glasgow. So hopefully I can catch a show. Tom will like this when he comes on the show. I'm actually at Nick Nairn's cooking school all day on that particular day here in Glasgow. So I'm hoping I make it back from a cooking class.
Well, that's country,
isn't it?
you just let me know. We'll make it happen.
Fantastic.
Now, Jess, we've just listened to one of your songs, White Lies, off of the Smoke and Mirrors album, which I've listened to every single song, and it's absolutely amazing. I can't pick a favourite, I've got to say. You worked very, very hard on the album. What's your particular favourite track, if you can pick? And why is that?
that's always a tough question, because I think that's almost like asking a parent to pick their favourite child. It's impossible to do. Well, or it should be. I think each song has a different meaning to me, and the ones that are, I'd say, the closest to my heart are The Bullet, which of course I wrote about my new husband prior, just right after meeting him, and then Sister is absolutely one of my favorites. I think it's so much fun to be able to tap into a different side of my voice that I haven't used in so long, which is that gospel sound. And I love everything about the song, from the lyrics of, you know, camaraderie between women, and and just the soulful feel that you have from it. So those are definitely the two, I would say, that are always my standout songs, that are probably the closest to my heart.
Oh. Joe, what did you make of White Lies?
You know, I really love that song, especially the black coffee bit straight after, but I like white coffee, so it doesn't really work The Smoke and Mirrors, like you were touching on there earlier about the gospel, Jess, and just the harmonies, and I think it's great to hear a lot of intelligent writing. This is going to sound like a strange comment, but songs that actually are, you know, they've got a lot of feeling, but there's been thought put into the arrangement and, you know, a lot of soul there to it, and it's just fantastic. I guess Smoke and Mirrors is probably one of my favourite songs I've heard for quite a while, and I just love the harmonies and the gospel part towards the end of the song. It's just amazing. So, yeah, that's definitely on my playlist on repeat this week on the train.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much. You know, it's not easy to, like you said, making sure you write a song that means something and it's cleverly written. Because so many are not. And trust me, there were quite a few that didn't make the album that were not part of that cleverly written song for sure. But I love Smoke and Mirrors.
How many songs did you have to choose from for the album then, in total?
I think we ended up with between the ones that I've written over the last year and a half to 2 years and the ones that were pitched to us, probably around 50.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we had about 50 songs, and then we would dwindle it down to about 30, and then we'd get more songs in, and I'd write more songs, and so it was a difficult process. That's why there's so many songs on this album. I had such a hard time letting them go.
The one good thing about the album, though, is each, like you say, each song is different and fantastic in its own way. There's not one that's better than the other. So I think it makes the album easy to listen to. Because you do hear of some albums where you listen and, you know, you get halfway and then you start thinking, I'm not really sure. But I think this was one album that I could listen to all the way through and again, really.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, you've had an excellent start to the year. I mean, you've got your tour coming up. What's next for the band?
It is going to be a busy year from the looks of it. I actually just sat down with my team earlier in the week going through the entire year. And we, of course, are going to be doing a lot of festivals. We're going to make sure that we are just kind of on the road a lot this year, introducing ourselves to new fans as well as the ones that we've got now. I think that's the important thing, is to make sure that we're constantly out there in people's faces. But we're also going to make our way to other parts of Europe as well. So it's going to be a busy year in terms of all the live gigs. And then you never know, we may surprise with some new songs later on in the year. We like to do that. We like to throw a little something together. But as of now, you know, Smoke and Mirrors is still so new that we want to make sure that it gets all the attention that it deserves and that we focus on it.
Well, I think we're all definitely looking forward to whatever new music you put out there in the new year. But I think we should give Smoke and Mirrors a listen to.
All right.
She'll be 35, 4th of November. Still pouring coffee for the daily suits and ties. And singing along to the radio. Soul chicken for a microphone. Still keeping that dream alive. In her head, they all go wild. But it's all smoke. Them all a smile and give that crowd your best. If there's no gold or glitter, then leave your little life and get back in your head. In a crazy cafe on the edge of town, he's just one more suit where the daily grind is getting him down. But when the waitress sings like Loretta Lynn, it makes him feel human again. Oh, to be so free and unbound. People think he's got it all figured out, but it's all smoke and mirrors. Flash them all a smile and give that crowd your best. If there's no God, at your best. If there's no gold or glitter, you leave your little life and get back.
On Siren Radio. Joe, what did you think of that?
You just can't ever tire of something that good, can you? It's just amazing.
I love the ending of it. I think it's brilliant.
It makes me want to laugh and go, I wish I was there recording it, because it sounded like it was a good laugh.
It was so much fun. That ending is, that was exactly what happened at the end, and we decided to just keep it on there. So I love it, because it is one of those songs that after it's done, you're like, oh, I feel like I just went to a church service or something. I feel so good.
Oh, well, Jess, it's been absolutely wonderful having you back on the show again, because it's been a while since we've had you.
It has.
So it's been great catching up with you. Before you go, where can everybody go to buy tickets to your February tour and to buy your music?
Yeah, there are still some left. I know some of the venues are getting close to sold out, but they can head to jessandthebandits.com, one-stop shop. We've got everything from VIP experiences to ticket bundles with T-shirts and the new album, and, of course, all of the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everything is there. So if everyone just goes to the website, that is the best place to find all of the stuff they need.
Okay, brilliant. Well, thank you, and we'll have you back on the show soon.
That sounds great. Thanks so much.
Bit different there here on Sound and Country Vision. That's Sand Timer with New Year Morning. They're a UK indie folk band that will be on the show next month. Joe, any thoughts on that song?
Do you know, when I was listening to this earlier in the week on the train into work, and I was like, the first thing, I'm not sure if the band are going to thank me for this. We'll find out when they're on the show next. The first thing that came to mind was Jose Gonzalez.
Oh, okay.
And Heartbeats from his 2003 album Veneer, the sound of the music and the guitar, it had that remnant there of Jose Gonzalez to it, which obviously is very acoustic and indie, yeah. Which fits in their genre, but they probably don't remember because that was 15 years ago, so it might be too old for the band to actually know who I'm on about, but it's superb, it's very euphoric, it's... I think like Barney Packerman was on air listening to Barney's music. He's got that nice kind of music for moods, I call it. We don't all listen to the same songs, you know, throughout the day. Sometimes we want something to relax or get us in a groove for a party. So it's superbly written and such beautiful music.
Yeah, it's very mellow. I thought that when I listened to it. Very, very mellow. Relaxing. Anyway, we've now got Tom on the line with us from the Great British website. He's back to talk to us about some new goodies, hopefully some Valentine's treats. Hello, Tom.
Hello, how are you? Happy New Year.
Very well. Happy New Year to you too.
Last day of January, so we just snuck in there.
We did. We definitely did. I can't believe we're already nearly into February already.
I know.
How is it February tomorrow?
I know.
It's absolutely, the year's flying by already and we haven't started yet.
Okay, Tom, what have you got to tell us? What new goodies have you got on the website, especially for Valentine's Day, which is coming up in a couple of weeks, not long at all?
Yeah, well, I suppose at this time of year, it's a little bit from one extreme to another in some ways. Yeah. So we're running two things side by side, and one of them is the new year, new you, which is all the sort of the health and the low sugar and no alcohol and for all those people who are far better than me out there. And the flip side of it is, of course, like you said, we've got Valentine's Day around the corner. And so it's all about spoiling the ones that we love, whether it's with, unfortunately, alcohol or chocolate or treats or beer or whatever it might be. So we've got some fab products on both ends, actually. We've got some amazing, from the healthier sort of viewpoint, we've got some lovely, lovely seed pops out there from Simply Seeds. And they actually were featured on Dragon's Den just before the new year. So they've been very excited, actually, because even though they didn't get the investment they were looking for, they got a huge amount of positive feedback and lots of people. And they do beautiful seed pots, and they also do some lovely muesli's that we sell online for them. And they're both particularly sort of low in sugar, given they're sort of competitors in the supermarket categories, and they're lovely for a new start. And then, of course, we've got luxury handmade artisan British chocolates, which, you know, if nothing really says I love you like chocolate, apart from maybe pink British bubbly. So, yeah, we've got lots of goodies.
And I think after dry January, people will be looking for that.
I know. Do you know what? It is. Why do we go for a month that has 31 days? Why don't we do dry February?
Yeah.
January is miserable and grey, and actually after Christmas,
it is.
I think the first thing you need is a nice little gin and tonic on a Friday night, isn't it?
Joe, have you got any plans for Valentine's Day, and do you think you'll be buying any of these lovely chocolates?
To be honest, I know it would suit my wife more than anything, and that would be Michelin starred butter, because she's an absolute butter fiend.
Oh, really?
I did actually notice that earlier on the website. I was like, you know, forget your chocolate, butter. That would win every day of the week. Actually, she would like chocolate. Funny enough, Valentine's is not my thing. we struggle with Valentine's because it's my birthday on the 12th and my wife's on the 15th.
Oh, wow.
We can't actually have a birthday celebration without being pummeled with Valentine's menus and dinners everywhere. So we've grown to hate it over the 10 years we've been together.
You'll have to set a separate date for it.
We might have to have separate birthdays later in the year.
Yeah. Yeah, that could work.
Joe, I quite like Valentine's for the fact that when you're a teenager, it makes, you know, it gives you that chance with that last that will never talk to you to actually interact with you. As long as the card's anonymous and she never knows it's from you. That always works. So, what about you, Tess? Are you doing anything for Valentine's?
Not at the moment. I've got quite a lot of assignments and everything going on and projects, so I've not got anything planned as of yet. It will probably be a last minute thing.
I find the sad thing about Valentine's Day is that, unfortunately, a lot of places that you eat in use Valentine's Day as the opportunity to double the price of their menu and half the quality of their food.
Yes.
So true.
That is true.
which is another reason to really show that you love somebody by buying them butter.
That's quite funny.
I love you like a bit of butter.
Tom, I've been looking on the internet actually, and there's been a lot of new food trends. Have you got any on the Great British website that you want to talk about, or anything that you've noticed, I don't know, that's becoming a trend and will probably, like, everybody will be doing this year?
I mean, in some ways we're really old-fashioned, because a lot of the produce that we sell is very much sort of like traditional British farmers market stuff. But the flip side of it is that actually one of the really, really trendy things at the moment is very, very simply to buy British. And it's probably, and it's not, if I'm honest, certainly for us, it's got nothing to do with Brexit. But it's just about realizing that we have actually got unbelievable producers here. And so, you know, on the website, we only sell British produce. And it's not because I don't love, you know, Spanish chorizo or French wine. It's simply because actually it's an opportunity to showcase the fact that you get amazing chorizo from Norfolk or from Somerset, and that actually on the south coast in Kent, they make incredible bubbly that's every bit as good as the champagne that's across the channel. And that's something at the moment that we find is actually really, really popular. People love the fact that they didn't realise that we had, you know, charcuterie here that is absolutely world-class, and that we had, you know, sparkling wine that's world-class, and we have some pestos that are world-class, and vinegars, and, you know, just that incredible range and breadth of fantastic British artisans who are making this produce. And so, yes, you know, gin is really, really trendy, and it has been for the last two or three years. It probably will be for the next two or three. But there's some incredible, you know, just artisan producers making stuff out there that is British, supporting British sort of like producers of fruit and veg, and at the same time sort of employing local people and just producing really high quality stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I've been looking on like the Good Food, BBC Good Food, and it's saying here booze-free beverages, Hawaiian food, which, Joe, you might like, and specialised tea. So who knows? Who knows what?
Exactly. I mean, we struggle. I think they did once grow coffee in sort of the Eden Domes down in Cornwall, but I know that the growing of coffee is very difficult in this country, but we have amazing roasters. You know, so a lot of the time these days, people that we work with on the website with coffee, there's some guys called the Neighbourhood Coffee Company in Liverpool, and they sell with us, and they have a fantastic, you know, sort of ethical approach to only buying fair trade beans and only buying it when it's in season. So what you buy from us will actually depend on what's seasonally there. And they bring the beans in and they do all the roasting, and they actually do some amazing flavours, things like strawberry and white chocolate in some of the beans, so that when you actually make a cup of coffee, you get these incredible aromas and flavours coming off them that you just wouldn't have thought very ingenious people making out there.
Yeah, definitely. And I think as well, gluten-free and vegan food, that's all becoming a big thing as well, isn't it? That's making a big appearance, I've read, in 2018.
I would say, you know, talking about Hawaiian food, it's I always thought this was a joke, but actually spam is a huge thing in Hawaii. And I just thought it was a joke from seeing it on movies, but canned spam is used quite a lot there, but I kind of, Tom will relate to this, talking about buying local and, you know, fresh produce is, obviously pineapple is a big thing. It's all grown on the island. Del Monte used to be on the island, and it's just the Dole plantation. But I actually didn't realize pineapple tasted of pineapple until I actually went to Hawaii. What we actually eat as pineapple here is nothing like what pineapple actually tastes like fresh when you're actually there in the field. It's a completely different taste, and it's absolutely stunning. So I think, of course, you know, west coast of Scotland, we have amazing seafood straight from the west coast and scallops, you know, hand dug. You know, we've got some of the best produce on our doorstep here.
Absolutely.
Why would you want to buy something that's been on a plane, a ship, a transporting Arctic lorry for a week when you can literally go and pick something fresh and local and support farming in your own country? It's I'm a big advocate for local food.
No, and that's music to my ears. We would love in a couple of years' time to get enough partners working with us on the website so that we can actually allow people to come on and shop by region so that they could put their postcode in and then they could find 30 or 40 partners that are within a 10, 15, 20, whichever one parameter they wanted to set, mile radius, so that they can track the carbon footprint of everything that they're eating, you know, which is becoming so important. Not just for the livestock and the animals and the fruit and the veg, but also, you know, from an eco point of view for the planet and, you know, making sure that we can cut down on packaging and waste and all the stuff that's associated with it.
Yeah, I still can't believe they put bananas in plastic. I've never understood it. No. It's already protected. So obviously that's a big thing, isn't it? Now, Tessa and Tom, on the news just now is, you know, the amount of packaging people are wasting on these, and it's just a lot of it you can't even recycle, which is it's ludicrous.
I know it is. I mean, actually, I'm pretty sure I saw an article over Christmas where somebody had actually, I think it was either M&S or Sainsbury's or one of the other many big supermarkets, that had actually wrapped a coconut.
Okay, well, I mean, it's very, very interesting, isn't it? All of this. But anyway, for anyone out there looking for chocolate, really good chocolate, some lovely drink, bubbly, all go to the Great British website. You're on Facebook,
absolutely,
aren't you, Tom? You're on Instagram, you're on Twitter, everywhere. Go
we
there.
We are, come and find us.
Cool. Yeah, and Michelin star butter. Don't forget that, Tess.
Yeah, don't forget that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
I love the person that you used to be. I miss the way that every smile was only meant for me. Face, I don't recognize it anymore. I miss the things you used to say. They always meant something to me anyway. But when I hear your voice, I don't recognize it anymore. It sounds the same, but the words spent together are some of the best I've ever had. But it seems our future is built on grains of sand. I'm staring at a fading photograph. The people staring back at me seem on another path. They look like you and I, but I don't recognize them anymore. I watch the seasons change through panes of glass. Like leaves falling from the trees, nothing ever lasts. My reflection's in the window and I don't recognize it anymore. Am I just a ghost of the girl that I once was?
it seems our future is built on grains of sand. An echo in an empty room is all that's become of you and me. And blank spaces on the walls where the pictures should be. So many things collected over time are all that I have left now that you're no longer mine. See that life in cardboard boxes strewn across the floor. I close the door on this old house. I don't recognize it anymore. No, I don't recognize you anymore. I don't recognize us anymore. I don't recognize us anymore. I don't recognize us anymore.
Els Bailey, People Used to Be. That's one of her new songs off the album, the Deluxe Wildfire version. And absolutely brilliant, as usual. We'll be talking to her, hopefully, in a matter of minutes. She's actually at the Americana Fest as we speak. I believe she's performed as well, so she should be off the stage. Joe, what did you make of the song?
First time I've heard that. I actually, obviously, new stuff. I couldn't find it on Spotify. I was thinking, I can't find it. I really like her voice. It's really distinctive, isn't it? I don't listen to a lot of blues music. I'll put my hands up and say it's not a genre I listen to a lot, but it's really soulful. I think when you hear that, you're going to know it's her, which is quite difficult when you listen to a lot of artists these days for it to be really distinctive and have their own element, but there's such a beautiful voice. So, and I know she's playing at C2C at the Big Entrance coming up in March. So that's a great spot, obviously, for people coming straight into the arena to catch bands. So, you know, hopefully it really pays off and works well, because the band as well, especially, are superb.
Yeah, she's got a very unique voice. I thought that from the moment I first heard her. Very good, very, very good. So we're going to listen to another one of hers now called Soul to Rest. This is another new song off the Deluxe album. Soul to Rest by Els Bailey.
When I drink, I can't see shadows haunt my steps. Take my bones and body, but leave my soul to rest. Left me lonely in your lost and found. Said the fault was mine. You surround me, drown me in your blame for your wasted time. You can take back your things, your diamond rings, broken picture frames. 'Cause I want nothing more, nothing more. 'Cause boy, I've had enough. When I drink, my tears have all dried up. 'Cause baby, nothing more, nothing more. 'Cause boy, I've had enough. When I drink, my
Soul to Rest, Els Bailey in the background there. Joe, did you like that one just as much as the first one?
That guitar thing, isn't it? Really, it's just it's super. I might be a drummer, but I did learn to play guitar a long time ago. So anytime I hear some amazing slide guitar, you know, that kind of steel guitar sound, it kind of grabs you. I think it's just, you could do a lot more with that song if you really wanted to. Like what we were saying with Jess earlier, you could put more of a production around it. You could get really smart and clever with you. But sometimes, you know what? Keeping it simple is all it needs.
Yeah.
I think that's one of those songs you can actually go, do you know what? What would it need that would benefit it any better? It grabs you. So it's amazing. I can't wait to listen to the rest of the album because I've only managed to sneak a few songs in this week. So I'm kind of really looking forward to hearing all of it.
Yeah, she's actually up for 4 UK Blues Awards. She announced that on social media the other day. And the voting starts tomorrow. So, yeah, she's doing very, very well. And I think at the moment she's lost in song at the Americana Fest because we can't get hold of her. But anyway, I've got a question for everybody. What does yourself, Els and Dawson Rains all have in common? We'll find out after this song.
Look at you outside, rain pouring down on your face. We're thinking about the reasons that you gotta walk away. I know I may sound like a record that's broken, but wait. You leaving right now sure feels like a big mistake. I may not have it all figured out, but I know without a doubt, I don't want this night to stop. I don't wanna let you go. I don't wanna feel like your body's something I'll never hold. Do you really wanna wonder why we didn't give in this time? 'Cause I don't really wanna say goodbye, just so you. With a smile and a kiss, you're asking what's in it for me. Acting like you know where this road's bound to lead. Your past is the past, doesn't mean that it's on repeat. Besides, you and I know you're right where you wanna be. Before you turn away, baby, come back. By now you ought to know that I don't want this night to stop. I don't wanna let you go. I don't wanna feel like your body's something I'll never hold. Do you really wanna wonder why we didn't give in this time? 'Cause I don't really wanna say goodbye, just so you.
Dawson Rains, Stay With Me Tonight. He's not been on the show in a while. We need to get him back on, I think. And we have connected with Els. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good, are you?
Yeah, really good, thanks. Really good.
Okay, now I know you've been briefed, and I know you know the answer to this. So what does yourself, Joe Heal, who's on the line with us, and Dawson Rains all have in common?
We've all been co-presenters on
Sound of
Country Vision.
Yes, you have. And you all do a fantastic job. I love having you on. So, Els, you've been very, very busy, haven't you? You're talking to us from Americana Fest as we speak.
Yes, I am. I've just nipped outside. It is freezing here in London.
Oh.
But it's absolutely an amazing event. Loads of incredible artists and like so much love and sort of effort has gone into making this
great. So it's just a pleasure to be a part of it.
Just quickly explain a little bit about Americana Fest. Some people might not have heard of it. Yeah, just explain what it's about.
So the Americana Association is a sort of board that looks after all Americana music in the UK. There's also one in America, which is based in Nashville. And I got to go to the Americana Fest USA in September. And then they put on a festival in Nashville over sort of like 4 or 5 days. And the UK have done one for the last 3 years. And then they have the award ceremony tomorrow. So today is all showcasing artists, and it's in Hackney. And then tomorrow night is the awards, and there's also a conference and stuff like that. So it's, you know, it's great.
Oh, brilliant. Have you just performed? You've just kind of come off the stage?
I have just performed. Sorry if I'm a bit like, yeah. I'm always a bit kind of scatty once I come off the stage.
You're all right.
Adrenaline pumping.
What was it like? What did you sing? What tracks did you sing to the audience?
So we didn't do like a full on like rock set. Like we did Wildfire and Same Flame, Perfect Storm, Time for Healer, Girl Who Owned the Blues, and a brand new song called What's the Matter with You.
Okay, well it's been short and sweet. Have you got any upcoming shows quickly before we let you go and run off?
I go on tour from the beginning of March. So, okay. I'm everywhere, as usual.
Okay, that's brilliant. Well, thank you again for coming on, Els, and we'll have you back again, soon. And just
amazing.
Just to remind everybody that the show will be back on Siren on February the 15th. You can listen to it again here. So, yeah, and that's it. Thank you, Joe, for being a great co-host.
Thank you very much for having me back again.
I just briefly mention, as a producer, that if you're listening to this show on February the 15th, it means it's a repeat of what we've done already on January 31st. It's quite simple. Don't be confused. It's just time. And Sound and Country Vision will be back in any case, probably back end of February, early March, with a brand new episode. And, of course, as Joe Heal will confirm, and indeed as Els Bailey will confirm, you can listen to a whole stack of Sound and Country Vision volumes anytime you wish via our podcast and Podbean site, southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com.
Yeah, and you can visit our Facebook page as well, Sound and Country.
Would you like to say goodbye to Joe Heal and the rest of the folk? And remind folk that we're actually going out with Els Bailey and Wildfire.
We are. Thank you, Alex, as well, for being a great producer, as usual. Thank you, Joe, and to all the guests we've had on, Jess and Els. And this is Wildfire.
Heard the people calling, heard them shout your name. Saw the fire blazing, saw them throw their blade. Well, I heard the stories, I've read them all before. Page by page, I turned them, watched you shut the door. But the storm clouds, they are rolling in. Thunder has split the sky. Like a withered tree that once stood tall. I see through the lies, see through the lies. The heavens open and the sky explodes. Warm water on that burning fire. Ignore the stories, I know the truth. I can see it in your eyes, I can see it in your eyes. Moves like wildfire, throws mud on an unstained sheet. Heart unraveled, calm and done, your breath dead and broken and beat up. Ooh, ooh, ooh. But the storm. See you.
seven lies and no sticking where you're totally free. Come back once more. I will piece you back together, make you better than before. Come back to me where the lies and no sticking where you're totally free.